Vietnamese authorities have agreed to allow restricted access to the Long Tan site after tense negotiations with the Australian government overnight. But veterans and officials will not be allowed to wear medals or uniforms. They won't be able to carry banners or make speeches. Late yesterday, the Vietnamese government cancelled a ceremony to mark the 50th anniversary of the 1966 battle. The last-minute decision outraged Australian veterans, more than 1,000 of whom travelled to Vietnam for the service. Back in Australia, the names of 521 Australians who died in the Vietnam War have been read out in an early morning service in Canberra. The president of the European Olympic Committee, Patrick Hickey, has been arrested at his hotel in Rio over the suspected illegal sale of tickets for the Games. Brazilian authorities say there's evidence he's part of a scheme to sell tickets at inflated prices. The IOC says Mr. Hickey was taken to hospital after the arrest. He's now stood down from his positions. A judge in Brazil has ordered US swimmers Brian Lochte and James Fagan not to leave the country after police queried their evidence in a robbery case. Police say the swimmers' account of being robbed at gunpoint doesn't square with CCTV recordings. Posts on Lochte's Twitter account suggest he may have already left Brazil. Police are investigating after a man died in a house fire in Melbourne's southeast. An elderly man and woman were rescued from a fire in their Noble Park home, but the man died a short time later. The woman was taken to hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening.